Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 383. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get into the action. Let's start by introducing our co-host, the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, shups. I'm doing okay. All things considered, I'm doing okay. I'm mentally preparing myself for school for the kids is getting ready to start. And I got to flex my muscles to remind the teachers not to call me up when they're mad.
Does that happen a lot?
I'm sure if we let it, it will.
That's funny.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad.
That new mic is sounding kind of warm, is it not?
Yeah, it's warm because it's actually warm to the touch because it has a tube in it. I got a Sterling ST69 microphone at a pawn shop for $97. And I took it home and I'm happy with it. Number one, I'm happy it works. Number two, it sounds pretty good too, I think. Yeah. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. Not only is it the best redirect on the internet, but Eric right now surpassed some type of record with that site. Right, Eric?
I did. Yeah. I don't know what record it was.
I think it's number of least number of pages on a website.
Oh, yeah. There's only one negative site that used to be a site that has less pages than mine. Yes.
Are you doing anything with Dini Media?
I'm not. I don't have time for much anymore. This summer is going to be, I mean, this whole year's been really busy with property stuff. So every bit of free time, I'm never in front of a computer.
Do you have bronchitis?
No.
Okay.
I missed that joke.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh,
I woke up to get me a cold pop.
Well, I hope you find more free time so you can work on the website.
Well, yeah, I got to do stuff that would never, ever make me money first before I could work on something that I could maybe make money at.
My name is Steve Cherubino, and we're going to get right into it here. Let's start with the door-to-door geek and see what app he brought us today.
Okay, first app I'm going to bring here was a game that was really perfect out of the box on my JXD 7800B, I think it's called. The Android tablet with the built-in game controls. I was immediately attracted to this game called, I believe, Sword of Zohan, possibly.
Sounds familiar.
X-O-L-A-N, Zolan, maybe. It might. I'll say that. I'm not quite sure. Here's a gimmick. Quite pixelated, okay? But also very simple mechanics. But there's a little bit of complexity to it. There's hidden parts in the levels. There is a power you can get to throw fireballs. There might actually be more powers than that I'm not aware of. Broad range of enemies with different movements, different powers, different weaknesses kind of thing. Buttons are basically jump or double jump. Swing your gigantic sword or shoot your projectile weapon. A lot of fun, I'll say that. My youngest son was even good enough to play it and have a blast and do pretty good for his age. I'll say that.
The gameplay does look great.
Yeah, just period smooth. Very easy to place where you're going to land with the jump. It wasn't like one of those ridiculous games where you're, you know, hit the button 50 times trying to get to that one spot and not fall.
Yeah, it looks like that from the video.
Yeah, smooth. And it does have in-app purchases of what I do not know, completely free, and it is rated everyone 10 and up.
What did you say this reminded you of, Dor?
I don't know if I would say a game in particular.
Would be like Mega Man almost? Or not?
Kind of jumpy, like Mega Man, but Mega Man had the charge blast, which really did set it apart, I'll say. This is more like Dungeons & Dragons. That's because of the sword aspect and the enemy type thing you encounter. Three hearts is all your health, where you can get, you can find hearts from killing people, but just simple, basic, and work perfectly with a gamepad out of the box. No configuration needed.
Yeah. You know what? Imagine like somebody from 1994 getting transported to this day and age and seeing that somebody built a game like this. You know what I mean? Like, this was like the extent of the graphics. This was like amazing graphics back then. They would just scratch their head, I think, wondering why somebody with all the new technology that we have would make a game like this with the pixels.
Good point.
I'm just curious what they would think.
I'm sure they would think, wow, I mean, compared to like your TV and everything else, that must be a pretty low-end device.
Yeah. Cool game, though. Sword of Xolan, X-O-L-A-N, by Alper Sarikaya. Sorry, Sarikaya, my bad.
And that's why I'm really happy you said it, not me.
All right, Eric, what do you have?
Is this our game show? We're doing games, aren't we?
It could be.
It could be.
It seems like we're bringing a lot of them lately, or yeah. You guys are.
We just don't need to be productive these days. We just want to play games. I'm going to bring one that is, I thought would be my speed. This is called Easy Peasy RPG, and it's the letters E-Z space P-Z space RPG. So what this game offered to me, it basically said that, hey, Eric, we know you're no good at this stuff. Here's an RPG game that you can play, and you don't have to do anything. Just basically let it sit next to you, even with your phone off, and it'll go through the whole thing and do all the work for you, and you just log in, check it out, and see how you're doing every now and then. The video of this game is awesome. It shows, like, you know, fights and power-ups is jumping right out of the screen and things like that. In real life, it's not quite that. And I did try to play it for a while, but I wanted to see a little bit of action. But basically, on this RPG, once you're playing it, it tells you, you are now fighting this, or this bad guy's coming up to you, and you're fighting them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Victory, you know? And it shows the hit points going up and down for each person as it's going on, but there was no graphic fighting or anything, or, you know, any part that I just wanted to watch myself fight without actually having to move controllers, you know, but it didn't work out as nice as I expected.
That's so awesome. You would think there's gameplay from the screenshots.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So basically, you just get in there and you just level up your guy. You know, you win a few things and then you upgrade his armor or his weapons
You actually have to do that yourself?
That stuff you do. Yeah, you log in every now and then see if you've gained any loot, you know, or anything, and you upgrade yourself so that you can fight more people.
Yeah, the images are very misleading. I'll say in the Google Play Store, the quote unquote screenshots or whatever images they choose to show.
I got to read some of the reviews and see what the people who actually think this is.
Well, it's got 24,000 5-star reviews.
Wow. Yeah. And I'll say if I had to classify this game, I would call it a frictionless grinder. It's literally zero effort, zero anything, and you're basically just grinding.
Sure.
That's funny. It's funny. That is a pretty cool idea. Just let it play itself. So are you doing good on it, Eric?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to log in, actually, to see if I might be doing good. I don't know. I haven't logged in recently, like in the last hour or two.
Okay. It has a lot of downloads, because if it didn't have a lot of downloads, I would literally worry if what it was actually doing was doing Bitcoin mining for somebody else.
Oh, that's smart.
It's a possibility. Very cool, man. Good game. Very original.
Yeah, and it's rated everyone 10 and up.
All right, what else do you got, Dora?
Okay, this one I'm going to bring came from Tom Zach. Luckily, on the homepage of Google Play right now, it has the link to a game like this. It was called Valiant Hearts, the Great War. That was a very interactive cinematic game that really was trying to also teach you about World War II. This is almost kind of in the same style, I'll say. Ultra cinematic is the first words that come out of my mouth when I see this game. It's definitely a linear style game. You basically, like most games, start on the left, walk to the right. But as you walk to the right, you basically meet people, go through buildings, have experiences. It's $15. So I did not buy it. Tom, Zach, I got the impression did.
It's probably to pay for the music licensing. I mean, they're using some major songs in here.
Gotcha. Well, and it's a quote unquote bigger developer that's doing it, and it is rated mature 17 and up. The impression I got is this is of a younger guy going through a very troubled time in his life. If I'm not mistaken, dealing with drugs, I will say, is one of the things, one of the things in this. It's just, I cannot say it enough. Beyond gorgeous. This is like stunning looking is the way I put it. Very good parallaxing going on.
Oh, really? Parallaxes?
Yeah. Yeah. If you watch the video, as you walk, the camera moves, the center of gravity makes the things behind it move slower than the things closer.
That's not parallax.
That could just be
it?
3D.
Yes, it's called parallax.
But it is parallax if you move your phone. It looks around the corner.
Parallax has nothing to do with you moving your phone. I did find this out last
week. What?
Parallax is when it has the illusion of depth. That's basically what parallax is.
That's just 3D, isn't it?
What you have with the doctor's apps is a interactive parallax. That's different.
Hmm. Interesting. Learn something every day. What's the source on that information, Dor?
SciShow, I believe, on YouTube.
Yeah. Cool.
And I don't think I said the name of this. This is called This War of Mine by 11-Bit Studios, Mature 17 and Up. Again, right now, $15. I would expect this to be on like a Humble Bundle or something, hopefully before too long, because $15 is a bit much to pay for a game.
It looks like a Humble Bundle-ish. It's a beautiful game.
Jeez, it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, so Tom, Zach, thank you very much, sir.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom, Zach. Over to Eric.
All right, this is another one that I got a little bit out of my comfort zone this recently with these games. This one's called Strikers 1999. Dor might like this. It's kind of a retro-ish big-time shooter jet game. Basically, you're flying, and you're just nonstop. You don't even have a button that presses bombs, that presses your shooting. It reminds me of some old game, and I can't remember the name of. Basically, you're just blowing stuff up, man, just flying back and forth, avoiding getting hit by other people's stuff coming at you. It's a top-down, just straight-ahead shooter, like something you would have played a long time ago, like on maybe not Atari or maybe like ColecoVision-ish, I guess. But it has some really cool looking enemies, and they kind of morph as you're beating them up, like this tank will turn into a crab kind of thing and starts. it's kind of weird, but the amount of firepower that's coming out of your jet is pretty amazing on this little app.
What was this called, Eric?
I'm sorry. It's Strikers 1999. I didn't put it in the
1945. Is it 1999? Oh, yeah. But that's on the screenshot. It says Strikers 1945. That's weird.
Is it the wrong?
No, you're right. But in the gameplay itself, it's called 1945.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's actually called Strikers 1945 3. Like it's the third one.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a very, I'll say, I don't want to say typical because that almost insulted. This is reminiscent of a lot of Asian
NES games.
Well, top-down shooter games where the number of bullets or,
firepower.
Yeah, on the screen is phenomenal.
Yeah.
where yeah. like quite literally 3/4 of the time you're just avoiding bullets.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's really easy to avoid the bullets. It seems like for as many bullets as flying out of there, you can get around them pretty easily. That's nice.
Well, how far have you got?
Well, yeah, that's true too. But
these games are in your comfort zone, not out of it, right?
Well, this isn't. I wouldn't see me going to. Actually, I wouldn't see myself searching out this pixelated of a game. You know, gotcha, I'm more like the guy from 1984 saying, "What? Why are you playing? You know, maybe not that old."
I gotcha. Yeah, I know what you mean. Cool. Man, looks fun.
Yeah, it was.
Say the least.
It's a fun game.
Awesome. Do we have time for, we can do two more real quick.
Okay.
Dor, you got one?
Yes. And this is a game that's a little weird. That's the only way I can put it. Okay. We had games where you literally played games in reverse. You started at the ending boss and you worked your way backwards. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So we've seen different concepts of what we think of as familiar games. This is another one. This is called, first off, the video for this in Google Play is fantastic. Okay. It's called Kill the Plumber. Basically the goal is you're the bad guys in a video game, and like your level starts when the plumber enters the screen from the left, and your That's job so cool. is to kill the plumber. This is just, I'm sorry. I personally think this is a genius concept. It's a $2.99 game, T for teen. I'm not sure why it's T for teen. Not everything I saw in it was just, you know, normal old school video game, quote unquote, violence.
I think any violence would make it teen, right?
I guess.
So if okay, the plumber comes on the left, and so you've got things to use out of that level to kill him with? Out of each level, it gives you something different to kill him somehow?
Yeah.
Door, it's can you either, hear us?
It is either you, your body, as the bad guy, or you can manipulate some things around you in the level.
Oh, okay. Your body.
Yeah, because, you know, like if you're a turtle, if you touch the bad guy, he's dead, so you use your body.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what I was wondering. So sometimes you're a big mushroom, sometimes you're a turtle, sometimes whatever. Okay.
Looks like this one guy has some fireballs you could throw. All right. Very cool.
Yeah, that's neat. Different idea there.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, I'm going to bring this one. Oop, I was going to bring a different one, but I changed my mind at the last second. Look at that. See what I just did there?
You got skills.
Yeah. This is This is called Rad and Mad. R-A-D, the and sign, and M-A-D. This game, I started playing, and I honestly had it installed for about a week, and I couldn't figure it out. Could not figure it out. There's no instructions.
Now this is the Eric we know.
No instructions at all, which is fine, because I would have skipped them anyway. Thanks for not giving me instructions and letting me figure it out. But it took me longer than it really, really should have to figure it out. I didn't watch the video, I guess, or anything. But basically, this is Whack-A-Mole, but with just some weird characters, and it just goes faster and faster and faster. It's pretty fun. Sometimes they're little like Game Boys. Sometimes there's like squid things.
What's with the underwear?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't
know.
I was wondering if Rad and Mad, when I installed it, was some sort of comic or cartoon that I've never watched or something, but yeah, it's just one of the screens that you do. Well, it looks like it has a Chuck Norris mode. I didn't get that far. Chuck Norris is the top score on it, looks like.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's basically Whack-A-Mole for your finger.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting games you guys brought this show, definitely. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that game show. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you in a couple days.